So, Leo, tell me about a trim tab and what it's good for in terms of metaphorical uses.
The idea of a trim tab, it's not my original idea, but it came to me last year at a discussion at Boulder when we were talking about could anything be done or could anything have been done to avert the Iraq war. And, of course, the problems are daunting, particularly as any nation, begins to prepare for war. There's a huge momentum that's built up. And all sorts of other things happen. Cognitive complexity of people becomes simpler. The ability of people to hear any other message than the dominant accepted message is reduced. People's perceptual ability to perceive anything other than what they're focusing on is reduced. So this is a very daunting task, and it's a huge challenge for international mediation to be able to say there are other choices, there are other ways that we could go instead of this. So thinking about this thing that you've almost like got a monolith moving, apparently almost unstoppable. Mm. Is there anything that we could do? And that's where the image of the trim tab, which came to me originally from Peter Senge's book, The Fifth Discipline. It's very difficult if you have a large body moving, like take a large tanker moving through the water, particularly at speed. You need enormous force on the rudder to change direction, right? If, however, you have a little trim tab on the rudder, which is a relatively small piece of metal, right? And you push the trim tab in the opposite direction to the one you want to go, it creates forces in which it's much easier to shift the main rudder, right? So that's the image. And I suppose what it's saying is, coming from systems theory, that one doesn't necessarily need to absolutely confront in order to achieve change. That sometimes forces can be set up, ideas can be managed into currency, which will be analogously like that trim tab, which will enable the main body to move in a different sort of direction.
Yeah.
That's where I came to on that.
Lovely. Thank you, sir.
All right.